From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. For as long as students have had the ability to use the internet at school, schools have been monitoring what they do on the internet using software. That's become especially true during the pandemic when students were using software to study from home. Now a lot of students are back in the classroom, but a report out today from the Center for Democracy and Technology finds the use of tracking software is expanding yet again. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
89% of American public school teachers say their school uses software to keep track of students online, according to that new report. Elizabeth Laird is one of the authors.
Schools are under, you know, unbelievable pressure to keep students safe from harming themselves or harming others.
Parents and kids say they support monitoring if it's used, for example, to identify students who are suicidal. But the survey found it was more common to flag a student for things like cheating or cyberbullying. Laird says that's more likely to hurt kids who are Black, Hispanic, or low income and tend to rely on school-issued devices.
If you don't have an alternative and you can't opt out of this tracking, you know, you would be subjected to more discipline than your peers.
Companies have said their software isn't meant to be used in this way, but Amelia Vance, a consultant on child and student privacy issues, is concerned about potentially invasive data collection.
Then there are more records kept than there ever was in the past.
Vance points out federal policymakers are concerned about the monitoring, but are also considering requiring more of it. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.